Section 2. You will hear a speaker talking about whiskey. First, you will have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Good morning, everyone. I would first like to welcome you to the Glengarrett Distillery, where some of the world's finest whiskey is produced, all from local ingredients. Later on in the tour, there will be a chance to sample some of our range of whiskies, but we'll begin by looking at the history of our distillery. For many people, Scotland is perhaps most famous for its whiskies. The term whisky actually came from a Gaelic word, which when translated means water of life. A combination of traditional methods and the soft spring water used in the production of traditional Scotch whisky has made it a world favourite. In fact, exports of whisky in 2007 accounted for £2.5 billion. That's nearly £80 a second. There are two main types of whisky, single malt or blended. Single malt whisky, as the name implies, uses only one type of grain in its production and is completed as a single process. Blended whisky, on the other hand, can use a variety of different single malt whiskies and combine them. Many people believe the taste of a single malt whisky to be much finer than a blend, despite the fact that more blended whisky is sold than single malts. The first recorded reference to whisky dates as far back as 1494, but since that time many refinements have been made to the process of making whisky. Using the term Scotch to refer to whisky has a very specific meaning. It is internationally protected, and only whiskies made in Scotland, using largely local ingredients, can be classified as Scotch. Despite strict regulations about using the term Scotch whisky, it is legally acceptable to use barley from any part of the world to create a Scotch whisky, but here at Glengarrett we only use local barley. It is more expensive than importing it from other countries, but it gives our product the unique taste for which it is world famous. This region has been producing whisky since the 1750s, although Glengarrett has been operating for just over 200 years, having been started in 1807 by three brothers. Apart from the introduction of more modernized equipment, the whisky process here at Glengarrett has changed only a little since those times. The company remains small, employing fewer than 25 people, with most of our staff being the third or even fourth generation of the family to work in the distillery.
You now have some time to read questions 16 to 20. Now listen carefully and answer questions 16 to 20.
Now, we will move on to how our whiskies are made and where we get our 100% natural ingredients from. I would like to ask you to keep your questions until the end of this part of the tour. There will be plenty of time for questions later on. Now, if you'd all like to follow me, we'll start the tour. One of the most important ingredients in whisky is barley. The barley being used for the production of whisky is carefully selected, as it will largely determine the quality of the whisky when it is ready for sale. The first step towards making the whisky is when the barley is malted. This process takes a few days, during which time the barley is spread out on the malting room floor, as you can see here. After about 3 days, this is then dried out. The malted barley is laid on racks inside the kiln, a special furnace used for drying, and it is here that a lot of the taste of a whisky is determined. Here at Glengarrett, we use peat, a type of soil rich in vegetation that gives the whisky a very smoky flavor. The dried malt is then taken to the dressing room, where the pure malt is separated from unwanted material and other debris. From the dressing room, the malt is then sent to the mill to be ground down into a coarse flour called grist. The grist is then fed into the mash tun along with hot water, where it is stirred for some hours. This process is repeated 3 times. The remaining product is then put into washbacks, and yeast is added to start the fermentation process. This is then distilled before being put into oak casks to mature. Some of our older whiskies may take up to 18 years to mature properly. Right, this is the end of this part of our tour. So if anyone has questions, then please.
That is the end of section 2. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.